So one of the things that came up through a number of different aspects of people's submissions is the idea that the sensory level is given so that we can become aware of our interior states. That's its function, to reflect back our interior states. That principle is clearly seen in the spiritual world, where angels perceive that their sensory experience is a reflection of their own interior states, collectively as well as individually. So what's interesting about taking that principle and applying it at this level of life is that everything without gives an opportunity to reflect on what's within us. And the word is the safest way of doing that, of course. But exterior events and constellations around personalities, all of that is something that is just thrown into the exterior so that interior things can be sorted if we have a mind to reflect. So long as the heart of man is desperately wicked, we're going to have to be constantly confronted with ourself. And often these things are done through events that are bigger than us all. You know, proprium is proprium. People dress it up how they want. At the end of the day, providence governs all things. And that to me is probably the best place to sit. You do what you can in terms of your civic duties, but leave the outcomes to the Lord. And that's the same with spiritual life. We do what we can. We do what we're asked, which is self-examine and repent, and the outcomes are left to the Lord. So we don't strive for a particular outcome we have in mind. We do what's required in terms of what arises for us in the moment. And that's what spiritual life is about. Very little change can be brought about by external pressures. You can make people conform, but eventually what sits underneath will come to the fore when the opportunity allows it to. The only real change that can be affected is when people are prepared to take hold of truths and reflect on their own states. And what I would say is that don't underestimate a small amount of conscious work on oneself. It has mammoth ramifications, not just in the spiritual world, which is unseen, but in all our interactions with others, as this talks about how what is of the Lord. If we're on the path, then the Lord is governing all things that are moving through in terms of our activities and affectional and thought life. It's all being governed. And so long as we are in an attitude of looking to the Lord, then that's where our salvation lies, right? Nowhere else. So no political party is going to save anybody. Never has, never will. It's just the way the world rolls, in the illusion that they can do something apart from the Lord. And that's the human proprium on a collective scale, just being displayed before us. And that says nothing about the individuals involved. It's the image that's projected out there. What each individual does is between them and the Lord.